Hey everybody, welcome into another episode of Make Comics, the podcast where we talk about the nuts and bolts of making comics. I'm Joey Groh and I'm joined by Andy Schmidt.
Hey.
Hey Andy. This question, you are probably more on the receiving end of folks feeling the way that the listener has written in, and I might be more on the, I don't want to make people feel like this, way of this question, which I actually really like from a couple of standpoints. It's at the base, it's kind of about networking. We have a question from Albert, and Albert says, one of the main pieces of advice you've given on meeting people at conventions was to not be a creep. I went to a convention and found out how incredibly hard it is for me to talk to complete strangers and not seem like a creep. I'm not socially inept or anything like that, but when it comes to people I look up, I stumble over everything. I really just want to get past this and get some connections going. And that's from Albert. Albert doesn't go into exactly what he's doing in terms of looking for work for hire work or if he's a writer or an artist. But in general, the last 15 years I've been in video production and motion design and advertising, marketing, corporate communication, and TV and network branding. And all that boils down to video. And as part of a small business and as part of a company, so much of what we do is direct meeting and talking to people. And sometimes it's through events that are maybe a local chamber or maybe something much more high profile like TV Marketers Association and or an advertising club. And I've just recently started visiting two area advertising clubs and meeting different folks in different capacities. And there's so much of that barrier to entry that, you know, you're going into a situation where you don't know people, but you want to know them and you think you can bring something to the table. And at the same time, you don't just want to walk up and say, hey, I'm Joey and I do really cool stuff. You guys want to talk? You know, there are certain ways that you enter a conversation, and at conventions and other appearances from editors, publishers, or other folks that you might be looking to connect to, you know, there is certainly a certain way you can do it in not be creepy. It might feel like my confidence is a little shaky because I don't know how to do this. But to me, Andy, and you tell me with your convention experience, you know, it can be easy to overthink these because it's comics and everybody wants to do comics and you've loved comics and I really want to get into comics and it seems like it might be a tight-knit community and hard to break into. But for me, it kind of boils down to being yourself. And you can do rehearsal ahead of time of what you're going to talk about and how you're going to talk about it. You know, there's no shame in preparing what you're going to talk about and how you approach that. What's the advice that you would give kind of out of the gate to someone asking this question, Andy?
Well, I think you hit the crux of it, which is basically be yourself and relax and prepare. So the one other thing I'll say before I kind of jump into that is that a lot of people, because I get asked this question at conventions, and I'm like, well, you're not being creepy right now, so maybe this is how you do it, because you're being honest about something. So I think people are looking for like a step-by-step process to not being creepy. Like, what are the questions I should ask that will instantly start a conversation with whoever I want to start it with? And it just doesn't exist. You start with yourself. The first thing you want to do is sort of build your confidence up. And the way to do that, if you're going to go to a convention or whatever, the way to do that is, take some time and actually sort of, not that you need to meditate, but sort of do a little reminding yourself you're going into an environment where everybody's interested in comics. It's, for all intents and purposes, it's a safe zone, right? I mean, you can fly your geek flag and that's fine. You can go dressed as Princess Leia if you want. You can go dressed as a Ninja Turtle if you want. It's fine. It might be a little bit more difficult as a Ninja Turtle to have a conversation about, getting professional work. But the point is you're going into a zone where we all have a common interest or common interests in most cases. You can start to build your confidence that way. The other thing you want to do to build your confidence is do research. If you're going into an environment or and an environment can be a live convention. It can be Twitter is I consider that an environment. Do research before you start interacting with the people that you're thinking about interacting with. Listen first. Do some research. Find out who they are, what their work is like, what it is you like about their work. who are the other people that they tend to talk to and talk with and all that kind of stuff. And then that will help you too, because you've got somewhere to go with a conversation should one start. And you can sort of find like some angles that way of I really like the way that you use repetition of whatever. So I think that's one of the key things for building confidence. Another thing that you want to do is, if you're going into an environment like a convention, do that research to find out who's going to be there, get to know them so that when you meet them, you know what you're talking about. The last thing is being yourself. Is don't go in with too much of an agenda. If your agenda is more than getting a follow-up, getting some contact information, if your agenda is getting a pitch in their hands or getting your samples of art in their hands, then what that does is it narrows the field of conversation. And it means that you're going to try and dictate where the conversation should go. And you don't really want to do that in most cases. You can do that after you've gotten to know somebody a little bit. Then you can ask specifically, is it okay if I show you this pitch, or is it okay if I show you these samples? But when you're first starting to meet people the first couple of times, you want to have as comfortable a conversation. That means kind of putting them at ease. And one of the things I've seen a lot, it doesn't happen to me as much because my career is mainly as an editor, but I've seen a lot, and I've been guilty of too, is when you see somebody that as Albert was putting it, somebody that he looks up to, is you get like excited and nervous about it. Like, oh my gosh. I remember that I was sort of getting over that when I first started working at Marvel. Like for 6 months, it was like, oh my gosh, so-and-so just showed up. And I remember like reaching a point where I'm like, okay, I've got my starstruckness out. And then like a couple of weeks later, George Perez came into the office and I was completely dumbfounded. like couldn't speak.
I get it, Stanley. Excelsior, I get it. Just, come on, can we focus?
But the thing is most people are either used to it if they really are, big names in the industry, or they're flattered by it. And a lot of times I see those guys saying, relax. We're just chatting here and take a look at the stuff on the table. What do you want to talk about? What's your favorite comic or whatever? You want to just kind of get past that to the part where you're having that sort of normal conversation. And it's not going to happen right away. And the first couple times you go up and you meet sort of, childhood heroes or whatever, yeah, you're going to fumble. It's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward. You may put your foot in your mouth, but you know what? That's all practice. that's learning how to get more natural. And the more times you put your foot in your mouth and somebody, doesn't call you out on it and whatever, you learn. It's a different social dynamic than hanging out with your friends, than going to church, than hanging out on Twitter. It's, all of these things are different dynamics. I behave differently when I'm with my wife's friends than I do when I'm with my friends. And, I've got different subgroups of friends that I'm a little different in each one. And this is just, it's a new type of relationship that you're forming and establishing. And so it takes practice before you get comfortable. Anytime you go into a new environment or into a new type of relationship, there's nervousness involved. You start a new job, you go in, you're nervous, you don't know anybody. It's exactly the same thing, which means that the more you do it, the better at it you become. And that's really the heart of it. A lot of people don't like hearing that because they don't want to go through the awkward, fumbling. Right. But awkward fumbling, that's how we learn how to walk as babies, right? We crawl, then we try walking, and then we fall. We hit our head on the floor. It happens. And then we go, okay, I don't want to do that. And then you stop doing that. But in terms of what you can do to make that fumbling, awkward process as short as possible, is that preparation and that reminding yourself, you're building your confidence and not to the point of cocky, but confidence about yourself, that you're talking with people with similar interests and that sort of thing. And it takes a little time. That's it.
My background was writing primarily, which is very solo. You're not usually interacting with folks, and it played a lot to my natural introversion, where I kind of like to be left alone and problem solve and do a thing, and then show the thing and maybe get some feedback and take it away. Because of the nature of my business and having been in this, my company has been around for a decade. I had to get over it real quick when it came down to, well, maybe you don't get paid this month if you don't create work. And that's a little bit of a more extreme example of, it sounds like you're just trying to get out and start meeting folks, and maybe you're newer in your career, but it kind of boils down to that. That was another realization that I had, is if I'm going to do comics, I've got to apply the same skill set that I've tried to build over the years in doing what I do to comics. And it's everything that Andy said. He summed it up with, just get the game plan ahead of time. Be honest, and it's very similar to how I'll direct shoots that might have a lot of moving parts and moving people that don't necessarily rely entirely on staying on script for the outcome. Is you put everything down on paper, you talk through it, you think about it, you get it all in your head, and then you just kind of show up and do it, and it changes because it's organic and it's fluid, and that's what you become. You become more facile, and you're going in and just having a conversation with people. And so many of those people are there to have those conversations with you. That's what they want. That's what they look for. And if you're going to conventions, look for parties or get-togethers. I know in San Diego, Boom has a party. They throw a party at one of the nearby hotels, and you can go, and it'll be full of comics folks. And it's open to everyone. It's not just targeting people that work for Boom or that are in the industry, but we just want to meet you. We want you to come out and celebrate comics. And different conventions have lots of different get-togethers like that, whether they're more formally arranged or whether they're more informally arranged, and just show up and have a good time. It's people at a bar hanging out that all love comics and are happy to be in a place that always seems to be 70 degrees. So you could do much worse.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
hopefully that answers your question, Albert. Thanks for writing in, and if you see me or Andy at a convention, definitely come up and say hello if you would like to.
But be as awkward as possible.
And unfortunately, I think when this goes up, we'll have already done C2E2, but I'm sure you've got San Diego on tap if we're
Yeah.
if
Yeah, I'll definitely be at San Diego for sure.
excellent, and probably New York from there, and we'll see what the rest of the year brings. But if you've got a question that you'd like talked about on Make Comics, you can email us at info@comicsexperience.com. If you like the show, we would love your retweets and your shares. You can go on iTunes and rate the show. That actually helps keep it higher in the iTunes store, so we get more eyeballs seeing that Make Comics is a thing, and then other people could listen to it. And there's lots of different ways you can throw some support to Make Comics if you like what you hear. I think that wraps us up for this week. So until next time, keep making comics.